This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu sallam, baraka nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasleeman kathira thumma amma ba'd. So how many of you here like to be interrupted when they speak? Anyone likes to be interrupted when they talk? Like you're talking and someone interrupts you? Maybe someone has a very important question they want to ask while you're talking. Would that be okay with you? Let's see what happened with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an incident similar to that. Hadith number 1837. قال وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه بينما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في مجلس يحدث القوم. He said the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم once he was speaking to the group of people. He was speaking to us. He said أبو هريرة. قال فجاء عربي فقال متى الساعة. So then a Bedouin came and asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the middle of his talk while the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was talking. He goes متى الساعة. When is the hour going to be established? Like it seemed he was not interested in what the Prophet ﷺ was talking about because he had a question in his mind. He thought that was more important and urgent. So he interrupted the Prophet ﷺ and he goes, Matasa, when is the day of judgment that you're talking about is going to happen? Now, if that happens to you, what would you do? Would you smack that Bedouin? He says, wait for your turn, man. Right? So the Prophet ﷺ قال فمضى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحدث. The Messenger of Allah, he continued speaking. Like he didn't pay attention to the question. He did not pay attention to the question. He continued speaking. Imam al-Bukhari رحمه الله تعالى, he even actually made a whole chapter on this. He goes, قال بابو, this is a chapter, من سئل مسألة وهو يحدث الناس فأتم حديثه ثم أجاب السائل. A chapter on someone who's been asked while he's speaking, continued his talking until he finished, and then he answered the question. Like Imam Bukhari, ajib Allah, he brings a whole chapter based on this. And just he made a whole principle based on that. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he did not answer the question. فقال بعض القوم, the people are whispering among themselves. فقال بعض القوم سمع ما قال فكره ما قال. It seems that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he heard what he asked, he didn't like it, so he pretended he didn't hear him. وقال بعضهم بل لم يسمع. Others they say no, I don't think he heard the question. I do not think he heard him. So people they said maybe he heard him, he didn't like what he heard, so he pretended he did not hear it, so he continued speaking. And others they said no, he didn't hear him at all. Now the first question referring to something very important in our deen, and that at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people were discouraged from asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam questions. Ask him question about matters did not happen out of fear or legislation might come afterwards and make things difficult or different for the people. So the Prophet ﷺ, he forbade people from asking questions. He says, don't ask me questions until I initiate the answer to you, or at least initiate a matter to you. So here maybe someone said that he didn't like what he heard. The others, they said he did not hear him at all. حَتَّى إِذَا قَضَى حَدِيثَهُ قَالْ. When the Prophet ﷺ finished what he was talking about, that's when he turned around and he goes, أين السائل عن الساعة آنفا? Where is that man who was asking about the hour earlier? So what do we learn from this, ya jama'ah? The Prophet ﷺ, he did not ignore him. He didn't. But what did he do? He had a priority. He said things in the right order. I'm speaking with the people right now. I'll get to your question, but let me finish this first. So that actually teaches people a lesson. That during a special conversation, for example, don't just interrupt questions, random question out of nowhere. Like some people, they love to ask leading questions. Like they know the answer, but they're not asking for themselves. They're asking for other people to hear the answer. And that's not the proper way to do it either. So the man then, the Prophet ﷺ said, أَيْنَ السَّعَلْ عَنِ السَّعَى? Where is the man who was asking about the hour? قَالَهَا أَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, that's me. Now, we don't know if the man was shivering or not, because the Prophet ﷺ didn't forget about him. He goes, where are you? Show me your face, basically. So the man says, Ha'ana ya Rasulullah, that's me, ya Rasulullah. So the Prophet ﷺ قال, إِذَا ضُيْعَتِ الْأَمَانَ فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَةِ. إِذَا ضُيْعَتِ الْأَمَانَ فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَةِ. Now, there are multiple narrations for the hadith. One of the narrations, the Prophet ﷺ said to him, قال ماذا عددت لها? Like, forget about the question. What did you prepare for it? Like, when is it going to happen? That's none of your business. It will happen when it happens. Are you ready for it? That's what the Prophet ﷺ was answering him. Meaning, the Prophet ﷺ was giving people what they need to know, not what they want to know. And that's a very important lesson in teaching and educating people. Because nowadays, most of what we see online is giving people what they want to know, what they want to hear, but not what they need to hear, because we don't want to offend people anymore. We're in the culture of not offending people, no matter how truthful it is. So that's why everybody's just trying to be careful, politically correct when they talk to people. But here the Prophet ﷺ, he was again given the answer based on what he needed, not what he wants. He goes, what did you prepare for? It doesn't matter when this is going to start, but you, are you ready for it? Another narration, which is one, the one that we have over here, the Prophet ﷺ gave him the answer directly, قال, إِذَا ضُيِّعَتِ الْأَمَانَةِ فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَةِ. He said, when the practice of honoring a trust is lost, then wait for the hour to be established. إِذَا ضُيِّعَتِ الْأَمَانَةِ فانتظر الساعة. When the amana is being lost among the people, wait for the day of judgment to be established. Now, what's the meaning of this amana over here? Because amana can be translated as trust, can be translated as leadership, can be translated in different ways. But here, what does the Prophet mean by that? He was asked afterwards, قال يا رسول الله كيف إضاعتها? How is it going to be lost among the people? قال إذا وسد الأمر إلى غير أهله فانتظر الساعة. When important matters being given and assigned to insignificant people, those who don't deserve it, then watch for the hour to be established. So what the Prophet ﷺ is doing here is explaining the concept or giving the meaning of this concept by giving an example. That example is not exclusive to it. It's just an example. Or how the amana is going to be lost. So the Mufassirin, they said al-amana over here, most of them they say actually, it means leadership. It means leadership referring to the ayah in Surah An-Nisa when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha ladina amanu, inna Allah yamurkum an tu'addu al-amanati ila ahliya. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you that you render the amana, the trust to ahliya, which means those who are, you owe to them. And the ulama, they say that speaks about leadership. Al-Khilafah, Al-Imara, Al-Qadha, Judiciary, major leaderships, and so on. Does it also mean leadership in matters of dunya? Like, for example, leadership of the masjid, for example. Leadership in matters of organizations. Even if it was, let's say, being on a board, for instance. Whatever that is, school board, anything like that. These are also amanat. These are amanat because when people elect you or select you, they trust you that you are going to lead them and lead that organization to that which is most beneficial to the people and the purpose of that organization. And if you're not going to do that, then you have lost that amana, then you betray that amana. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ is speaking about in that concept here, is that when the leadership is lost, then wait for the hour. I guess you know the manifestation of this hadith in our time is mashallah, is all over the place. All over the place. Whether it's leadership, political leadership, religious leadership, whatever leadership. Right now, people, they choose leaders based on what? How famous they are. How many followers they have. How cute they are. How handsome they are. How funny they are. That's what matters to people these days. So that's why many of these people are giving the crowd what they want to hear. Not they want to hear. So if this is the case of Jama'ah, how far are we from the Day of Judgment? Allahu ta'ala a'lam. Allahu a'lam. But I hope when this happens that I'm gone from this world. Because we learn that if someone witnesses a day of judgment as it's established, what does that mean, Jama'ah? Allahumma istaghfir, the worst of the worst. Because good people are going to be taken out before that happens. So may Allah protect us in this, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu a'lam. Any question, Jama'ah? Hold on. This is the example of the Prophet I mentioned over here. So, meaning the definition of when the sa'ah is going to be established. Yeah, the many ayat speaks about the day of judgment and the establishment of the hour and so on. Could that be the one that would be the most definitive for us to say that when this happens, this is it. We know when the sa'ah is going to be coming. We cannot. Besides, ahadith al-fitan, ahadith yawm al-qiyamah, the ahadith that speaks about the last days and so on, we can't define them by a specific event and incident because we don't know how worse it's going to get in the future. Absolutely, but the issue of amanah, right now we might, let's be frank, for example, with all due respect, when George Bush Jr. was the president of the United States of America, I thought no president is going to be worse than this one. Then we were blessed with Trump. Right? And he might come back 2024. So no matter how bad you think it's going to be, Allahu alam, what's going to happen? And wallah, you never know. The time is going to come, you're going to say, Rahmatullah ala Trump, Just like we said, Rahmatullah, Trump was a good guy, probably, maybe. Allahu alam, how the future is going to look in the future. The way we see the trend, how people thinking, facts has no meaning anymore. Science has no meaning to it anymore. Truth is absolutely, completely irrelevant these days because it's a matter of feeling right now. If you feel this is right, khalas, then you're right. Allah musta'an. What an unbelievable world we live in today. Now. Telling the truth, is that an amana that you should be standing for in this dunya? Well, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ as much as you can. No.
You speak the truth. It's not right. Although the majority otherwise.
True. I mean, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned one hadith من علامات الساعة that أول ما تفقدون من دينكم الصلاة. That the first thing that you're going to be losing from your deen is الصلاة. People are going to stop praying the five daily prayers. And the last will be الأمانة. So الأمانات is coming again as one of those things that people start losing completely. So as long as we maintain the haqq among ourselves, we'll be fine, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. لَكِنْ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ as much as you can. Yes. Say it again. If someone says something to you that makes you angry, is it okay to remain quiet? Is that what you're saying? Better for you to stay quiet, and not answer him at all, unless it's your wife. Everybody else is okay to be quiet about it, but if it's your spouse, you have to give an answer. But calculate that at your own risk. I mean, of course, if someone is asking a question that will enrage you, it's not the time maybe to give the right answer. Why? Because when you're emotional, you're not going to make the sound judgment. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave the verdict, the qadi, la yaqdi al-qadi wa huwa ghadban. Al-qadi, a judge, should not rule when he's in a state of rage and anger, because that will completely cloud his sound judgment. So same thing, when someone enrages you and you get angry, yeah, you need to be quiet. But if it requires an answer from you, then you should actually stand for it and give an answer. But calm down before you give an answer. Wallaha. Doctor. Say it again. Is it wrong to be politically correct? No. Abadan. It's okay to be that. Depends on the circumstances. But there's a difference between being politically correct or being hypocritical and being a liar. It's different. We've been asked, even the son of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in some circumstances, you don't give the direct answer to people, a tawriya, as it's called in Arabic language. So if it's required to do tawriya, that's fine. If you can evade the answer to protect yourself in a certain circumstance, that's okay. But standing for the haqq and the truth is better. Wallahu ta'ala. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.